And faith means I believe the good news of the gospel. Everything that God has done for me, if it's not good for me, if it's not doing me good, if it's not prospering in me, if it's not causing me to win, if it's not making me strong, if it's not driving me to in the right direction, being motivated by love, if I'm not moving forward in the strength of God and it's building me up, it's not the gospel. If it bringing division in my home, if it bringing division on my job, if it bring division in my church, whatever, I am not following the gospel. The gospel is good news. The gospel came to bring men to Jesus and bring us under one head, under one banner, and one Lord. But if we got this Lord and that Lord and that, you know, and everybody have their opinion, that's not the gospel. Hallelujah. 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 Now let's look at some of the things Jesus did. Ha. Listen to this. Listen to this statement. This was before Jesus died on the cross. He made this declaration. And this is Matthew 24:14. He said, and this is the 14th verse, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness. You notice this gospel, you preach it, and it should be preached for a witness that everything I did, everything I said, everything will witness to me. What I did, how I lived, why I came, why I died, why God raised me again from the dead. This gospel of the kingdom must be preached to bear witness to the people. And when they hear of this witness, of this gospel, they can respond and get the results. This gospel of the kingdom must be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. Every nation on the face of this earth, God want me to hear the gospel. As wicked as Iran, Iraq, and the terrorist groups are, as wicked and all the stuff they are trying to do, as wicked as they are, God loves them. If they will hear the gospel and respond, it will change their heart. And they won't be wicked no more. Amen. As wicked as some people are here in America, if they respond to the gospel, if they receive the love of God, the gospel, the good news, they won't be wicked no more. As racist as some people are here in America, both black and white, if they respond to the gospel, they won't be racist no more. They'll say what Jesus said. There ain't but two families on the earth, God family and the devil family. You won't be walking around and say, well, you black, you my brother. You may not. You may be my enemy. If you don't love Jesus, you an enemy to me. I need to get you saved. I don't trust black. I trust blood. I don't. You might. Hallelujah. This gospel, look what Jesus did. Remember what he said? Let's see how we're doing. You remember what he said? He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has what? Anointed me. Look at Matthew 4:23. Are you there? He said, and Jesus went about all Galilee. What did Jesus do? He went about all Galilee. Not some of Galilee. He went about all Galilee doing what? Teaching. What was he teaching? In their synagogue. Doing what? Teaching in their synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. And what he did after he preached? And healing all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases among the people. You notice, if we don't know the gospel, let me just pause here for a while and plug something. If we don't know the gospel, we will accuse God don't heal everybody. That's what we do. We say, well, God don't heal everybody. Wrong. Now, who you think I'm going to believe, what you said or what the word said? God don't heal everybody. Well, why did he say by his stripes you were healed? Did he put your name in and leave mine out? If you a person that breathing air on the earth, he died for you. If you got blood running your vein, you in the human race or human class, if that's what you were born, that's what you've been born into, that's who he died for. Yeah. Not that he doesn't heal everybody, he's already healed you. The thing is, you hadn't learned how to receive it. I hadn't learned how to receive it if I need it. It's already provided. He didn't leave anything out. And so he went about, began to preach this. And then after he preached and told them how good God is, then he began to heal them. Isn't that good? He didn't go around and start cursing them and say, yo, dog, I ain't going to help you. God told me to preach to you. I'm going to tell you, he sent me, but I'm going to tell you how sorry you are. No, he didn't do that. That's not good news, brothers and sisters. That's not good news. You know you're a dog. You know you've done wrong. Then somebody come and love on you and give you and help you anyway. That's real love. Amen. That's what Jesus, the devil, had beat up on these people, and they were hurting. They had all kind of disease. Can you ever see a people full of disease? Starvation and disease and all kind of sickness and the people suffering with all kind of sores and all kind of pain and malnutrition. I've seen it. And somebody come along and start healing and feeding and clothing and nursing you. And that's good news. If we looked at, come on, if people looked that bad in the realm of in the natural realm, how without Christ have you ever thought how emaciated they are in the realm of the spirit without Christ, without God, without life? Can you think about how awful, how pitiful they look? These emaciated spirits without life in them. If it looked bad in the natural, it looked worse in the realm of the spirit. And because we are so old in the natural, we don't realize people are pitiful. They may be somebody that we said, Mr. So-and-so, big shot, but he's so pitiful. Amen. But God wants you healed, wants you well. The gospel cover you spiritual. Your spiritual life, your mental capacity, your mental life, your physical life, your financial life, your relationship, high up. God, the gospel covers everything that has to do with life. Spirit, soul, body. Jesus began to go and preach this to the people. Let me finish it. Woo. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in the synagogue, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria. And they brought unto him all sick people, and they was taken, and that was taken with what? Divers diseases and tormented. And those that which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that were had the palsy, he healed them.